Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Our texts for tonight are the 1 Corinthians 10, 16, and 17, and Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26. I will not reread it, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Tonight, we start the first table. We've gone through the second table completely on our countdown to the first commandment, and tonight we begin with the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. There's been a lot of confusion wrapped around that commandment. People have confused what it means to keep the Sabbath day holy. In fact, in our culture today, well, the concept of actually keeping any day holy is completely lost, it seems. But remembering the Sabbath day and keeping it holy is all about this. It's all about God being God for you. That's that lovely German word that explains worship for us, because in our modern ears we hear worship and we think we're doing something for God. And it's that German word, Gottesdienst. And I know I don't pronounce it correctly, but you've got a dyslexic hillbilly speaking German and that's what you get. But it's God's service. That's what the Sabbath day is about. God serving you, not the other way around. He comes for his sinners through his word. God is a talker, you see. He's not a statue that you stare at. A speaker doing and giving what he says with his word. I hope you caught that. God gives his gift for sinners through his word. God bless. So you're given by God to take a little time out of your busy schedules. This even includes sports and hunting and fishing and work in order to let God, well, speak to us through his word. To be perfectly passive receivers. Receivers of him speaking to us. Through his word, he makes us sinners holy. He sanctifies us. He cleanses us. He purifies us from all our sins through his divine word preached and proclaimed by the preacher. Namely, that part that Pastor Rafa got to say tonight that I just love saying, I forgive you. It's not my forgiveness, it's God's forgiveness. I just get to say it. Pastor Rafa gets to say it on God's behalf for you, as we are the called servants here at Pilgrim. But there's really not much better thing you can say to somebody than I forgive you. When these words or any of Jesus' words are spoken, the hearer is hearing Christ himself speak. The living voice of Jesus is heard in the divine word of forgiveness. Consequently, we are to make use of God's word and to live in it and through it. Or as the small catechism teaches us, we should fear and love God so that we do not what? We do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. But of course, he wasn't talking about my preaching, right? You don't hold that sacred, right? I mean, I'm dry and dull and boring from time to time. Can get on your nerves from time to time. Well, I'm sorry, but it's when the word of God is preached properly, that's what you're to hold sacred and gladly hear and learn. And oddly enough, when we're looking at the scriptures and we're hearing Jesus speak himself, you better pay attention to his sermons, because he's preaching. We should gladly hear it, and we should learn it, and hold it sacred. That's the beautiful thing about the magnificent preaching on the Sabbath day, in the way that the third commandment commands it, by the Lord Jesus on the night in which he was betrayed. Our Lord Jesus, on the night that Judas is going to sell him out, on the night that the disciples are going to scatter when he's arrested, on the night where they're puffed up with their pride and wouldn't even clean somebody's feet, that Jesus gets down and does it himself, and they're embarrassed by the fact that he was the greatest among them, is serving as the least, to teach them a very valuable lesson. Here Jesus, in his divine word and promise, attaches, well, a meaning to the Passover that changes the Passover forever. In the Passover meal, the bread and wine is given, and Jesus says of that what has never been said before. Take, Jesus says of the bread, this is my body. With regard to the cup of wine, Jesus flat out guarantees, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. These are the words of the divine. Eternal majesty himself speaking from his own divine mouth, from his own divine lips. He who spoke all creation into existence, simply saying, let there be light, and there was. The words of our Lord Jesus are God's sacred word. They are the most holy word, and we are to gladly hear it. Happily, we are to learn them and make use of them. After all, they are for us and for our benefit, given us then the forgiveness of our sins, and with that, life and salvation. The question that has to always be asked is, will we? Or are we often bored with God's word? Do we routinely blow it off, blow his word off as if it's really, well, not God's word, but that Pastor Fisher's word? You can blow my words off all you want, but I'm not the one who's judging you on Judgment Day. Do you ignore them, disregard them? Or would we prefer to change the Lord's words? Surely, if he was around now, this is what he would say, kind of words, as if God is not all-knowing. Would we like to change them to something that's more believable to our senses and our wisdom and our brains and our friends? Such as, this symbolizes my body. Or, this is only a symbol of my blood, which translates into just bread and wine in the pastor's hand, merely bread and wine placed into your mouth, no body, no blood. Thus Jesus is a liar, and human wisdom is now made true, and God's word is trumped. Doesn't work, does it? That's not what he whose very word creates says, is it? Speaking of the bread, Jesus says, take, eat, this is my body. And of the cup, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Again, there is no spinning this. No, is means is. The bread of the Lord's Supper is the body of the Lord. How he does it? He doesn't bother to tell us. It's to be given and to be received. The wine in the Lord's Supper is Jesus' blood. How? Only sinful pride would dare even ask. Jesus simply says, is. St. Paul makes it very clear that this is a proper understanding when he writes in 1 Corinthians, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? The flesh asks, is it? And only God-given faith can respond, of course it is. We have Jesus' word on it. Listen to him. So tonight, you hear the Lord's words from the Lord's mouth himself. It's his sermon. He's preaching to us and for us. Take, this is my body. Take, "This is my blood of the covenant poured out for many." Again, these are the words of the crucified and risen Jesus, who won and achieved the treasure of salvation for us by his Good Friday death. That was once acquired under Pontius Pilate at the cross on Golgotha is ever again distributed, the body of Jesus given for you and for me, the blood of Jesus shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. Through these specific words of proclamation, "Take, this is my body, this is my blood," Jesus speaks these words for you and for all who believe them. He gives us exactly what he says through his word, namely his body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. That's why the words of institution are to be spoken or chanted for the congregation to hear, so they never doubt what is being received. Again, because his word is preaching to us. It's his words, after all. It's his promise given to you this night. He is talking to us in and through his word so that we know and believe exactly what he is giving us. The whole point of the sacrament is this. It is the Lord's service to us and for us. You see, he came not to be served, but to serve. He is among us as the one who serves. He bestows his body and blood with the bread and the wine by virtue of his word. We are to receive or commune passively, to be given to by the Lord from his word of promise. That's in keeping with the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. The point of making sure that we hold his word sacred and gladly hear and learn it, making use of it, exercising ourselves in it, that means that you go to the Lord's Supper expecting to receive exactly what Jesus promises, himself, and with him the forgiveness of your sins. Through faith in these words, we have precisely that. Jesus himself, for the forgiveness of our sins, and with our sins forgiven, the certainty of our salvation. Dear friends in Christ, heaven is our home. The feast is prepared. A foretaste is given. Peace is yours. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.